In local news, an upcoming episode of Nightmare Next Door on the True Crime TV channel Investigation Discovery will feature the 2012 double murder of a young White County couple, Jake Wheeler and Jesse Evans. Wheeler and Evans were reported missing on August 26th of 2012 after failing to return home from a Saturday night fishing trip along the Little Wabash River in rural White County. Evans' body was discovered the following day, while Wheeler's was found on August 31st after the investigation led authorities to Danny Costin, who was eventually convicted of murder and rape charges in the case. The episode, focusing on the double homicide, is called Into the Woods and will air for the first time at 8 p.m. on Thursday, August 20th on the Investigation Discovery channel. It will air again at 11 p.m. on the 20th and at 3 p.m. on Sunday, August 23rd. The Wayne County Corn and Soybean Yield Tour has been set for Monday, August 24th. Greg Barnard, Corn Grower President, notes that this will be the 33rd year for the tour. It was first held in 1983 to assess yields during a drought. It has continued since to help farmers and the business community in adjusting plans based on expected yields. Corn and soybean yields are expected to be good, but several acres were lost to floodwaters and replanted to soybeans in late July. As in the past, 8 teams will travel different routes, each checking at least 10 soybean and 10 corn fields for yield. The teams will leave from JT's in Wayne City at 7 a.m., and meet back there at noon to compile the yield estimates. In the history of the local tour, the lowest yields were in 1983 with 17.4 bushels of soybeans and 34 bushels of corn. Wayne County saw a record crop last year with a soybean yield of 51.1 on 145,500 acres and a corn yield of 184.8 on 120,500 acres of corn. Anyone interested in participating in the tour should contact Samantha Hanna at Consolidated Grain and Barge in Wayne City at 895-2181. The August 24th tour is sponsored by Wayne County Corn Growers and University of Illinois Extension. F&B Community Bank will provide lunch for team members.
Wayne White Propane would like to remind everyone that they're still offering summertime fill-ups on your propane. This is the best time to top off those tanks and get the best prices of the year. Wayne White will take care of you quick and on time so you don't get stuck with those wintertime rates. Save money and fill up now. Call Wayne White Propane in Fairfield at 842-3940.
Having two incomes sure comes in handy, especially when it comes to making your mortgage payment. But have you thought about what would happen if one of you were no longer around? It's a possibility, and one that you can be better prepared for with help from me, Alex Atwood, your country financial representative in Sisney. You'll receive important information on protecting what you have and building for the future with a life insurance plan that's just right for you. Make sure your house can remain your family's home with help from me, Alex Atwood, your country representative in Sisney.
61-year-old Tracy L. Jacques was injured Saturday morning in a two-vehicle accident in White County. Jacques was operating a 2013 Polaris Ranger on the southbound shoulder of Route 1 when she attempted a left turn at White County Road 650 North. As she was crossing the southbound lane, she was struck by a southbound 2003 Chevrolet Silverado driven by Percy Gooch Jr., 57, of Princeton, Indiana. Tracy L. Jacques was transported by air evac to an Evansville hospital. Neither Percy L. Gooch Jr. nor Jacques' passenger, Donald J. Jacques, reported any injuries in the traffic crash. Tracy Jacques was cited for failure to yield the right-of-way. Illinois State Police were assisted at the accident scene by the White County Ambulance Service, air evac, and the Norris City Fire Department. Shortly after noon on Saturday, Illinois State Police investigated another White County crash. This one was located on Illinois Route 141 at White County Road 1325 East. 25-year-old Brittany R. Kirk of Ridgeway was injured after she lost control of her 2008 Dodge Avenger while attempting to pass another vehicle in traffic. After losing control, Kirk's vehicle left the roadway and traveled down a steep embankment. The White County Ambulance Service transported Kirk to an Evansville hospital for treatment of her injuries. Kirk was cited for improper lane usage. Jefferson County District 80 school leaders have begun looking at a 1% sales tax increase similar to the one that failed in Wayne County. District 80 Superintendent Aletta Lawrence said the tax would only go toward things like repairs or to pay off bonds. Officials say 62% of the sales tax in Jefferson County comes from people just driving through, so citizens would get help with some of the burden. Lawrence said state budget problems have them looking at many revenue options. We can't always depend on state aid to come in at 100%. We also can't always depend on state aid to come in a timely manner. Sometimes we have to look for other revenue sources, said Lawrence. She said they will look more in depth at the implications of the tax and the amount of money they could raise with it. The lack of an Illinois budget means the agency that administers state-funded college grant money for students can't pay schools to cover their tuition, meaning some students may not be able to attend classes this fall. According to published reports, many Illinois schools are crediting student accounts for the Monetary Award Program, or MAP, grants. They are doing so under the assumption that there will eventually be a state budget and the money will be paid to the universities and colleges. Since the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, which administers the state-funded MAP grants, doesn't know how much funding will be appropriated for the program for the 2015-16 school year, it's estimating what each student's award will be based on last year's appropriation and award claims. A fiscal 2016 budget proposed by Governor Bruce Rauner essentially kept MAP funding at the same level. The budget bill passed by the General Assembly but vetoed by Rauner would have increased MAP appropriation to about $397 million in the fiscal 2016 budget. About 125,000 students across Illinois received financial assistance in the form of MAP awards. Most Illinois colleges and universities will handle the situation on the assumption there will be a budget, but if budget wrangling should eliminate or decrease MAP funding, students could find themselves responsible for the shortfall. Governor Bruce Rauner has used his veto authority to set higher fines in a bill decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana. The Republican governor said in a veto letter Friday, he supports the fundamental purposes of the bill, but change must be made carefully and incrementally. The legislation would fine those caught with up to 15 grams between $55 and $125. Rauner sets the threshold at 10 grams and fines from $100 to $200. In a separate veto letter, Rauner alters a bill extending the life of the state's medical marijuana pilot program. Lawmakers sent him legislation that would extend the program by 2 or more years. Rauner says he'll agree to a 4-month extension. The bills now go back to lawmakers.
Healthcare is a growing business that relies not only on the physician and nursing staff, but also the employees who sit at the window or behind the computer screen. Medical coding, insurance paperwork, medical records, and communicating with the medical staff are all very important. The Health Informatics degree at Frontier Community College focuses on electronic coding and managing healthcare records. Fall classes begin August 20th. For additional information, call Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
At LJ Liquidations, their business is to sell clean, quality consignments and new items at low prices. They're now accepting high-end consignment items from the area and invite you to stop in. LJ Liquidations has extended their hours. They're now open 9 to 5 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and from noon to 4 on Sunday. Stop by LJ Liquidations at Westport Plaza in Fairfield or call 842-5995.
It's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. And the price paid locally was up a quarter at $35.50 a barrel. In Lakeland area deaths, 94-year-old Mildred Tickner of Fairfield died at 12:16 p.m. on Saturday at Countryside Manor in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Mildred worked at Spurgeon's in Fairfield, was a member of the First Christian Church, and volunteered at the clothesline and at the nursing home. She is survived by sons Scott Tickner and his wife Bonnie of Mount Vernon, and Robert Tickner and his wife Mary of Denton, Texas, 4 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, a sister, Virginia Nice of Neoga, Illinois, a sister-in-law, Beth Tickner of Fairfield, a special friend, Russell Parent of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Mildred Tickner will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with visitation on Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Burial will be in the Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials in memory of Mildred Tickner may be made to the First Christian Church. 68-year-old McLeansboro resident and formerly of Macedonia, Gail Braden, died at 11:15 p.m. on Tuesday at McLeansboro Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. She was retired from the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department, where she worked as a dispatcher. Survivors include a son, Daryl Braden, and his wife, Shannon of McLeansboro, 2 granddaughters, Jenna and Ashton Braden, 2 sisters, Anita Hill and her husband, Kenny, of Decatur, and Pat Fuqua, and companion Ron Prince of McLeansboro, a brother, Richard Braden, and his wife, Linda of McLeansboro, and several nieces and nephews. As per her personal request, Gail chose to be cremated, and a private family burial of ashes will be conducted at a later date. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Research, Shriners Children's Hospital, Make-A-Wish Foundation, or the Hospice of St. Mary's Good Samaritan, and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Violet Rose York, 88, of Springerton, died Tuesday at Wayfair Nursing Home in Fairfield. She was a member of Springerton Methodist Church. Survivors are 2 brothers, Darwin Palmiter and his wife Betty of Utica, Kentucky, and Ronald Palmiter and his wife Ruth of Eddyville, Kentucky, 2 sisters, Dorothy Hobson and Augusta June Spears of Fairfield, and a sister-in-law, Jeannie Palmiter of Enfield. She's also survived by several nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and great-great-nieces and nephews. Graveside services for Violet Rose York will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday at the Hammock Cemetery in Springerton. Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old Ruth McGill of McLeansboro died at 11 p.m. Saturday in the Hamilton Memorial Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in McLeansboro. Funeral arrangements for Ruth McGill are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 78-year-old Kenny Sally of Wayne City died at 3:50 p.m. Friday at the Good Samaritan Regional Healthcare Center in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Funeral arrangements for Kenneth Sally are pending at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center.
Have a deposit to make but don't have time to run to the bank? People's National Bank now offers Mobile Deposit. Mobile Deposit allows you to take a picture of a check with your smartphone and deposit it into your account anytime from anywhere. Stop by your local People's National Bank or visit us online at peoplesnationalbank.com for more details about Mobile Deposit. People's National Bank, member FDIC. Wireless or service fees may apply.
Hi, my name is Jesse Harrison. I'm the newest member of the Original Company radio station sales team. I am a Wayne County native, so I take pride in our local business and our local community. If you're interested in learning how advertising and the correct marketing plan can help your business, then you need to give me a call at 842-2159 or email me at jesseharrison@originalcompany.com. I'm Jesse Harrison, account executive for WFIW and WOKZ, and I can't promise you a lot of things, but I can definitely promise you this. I won't waste your time or your money.
Now here is the WFIW area weather forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high of 88. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly clear, a low of 69. Monday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, with a high of 89. Monday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low of 71. Tuesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, with a high of 87. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a low of 71. For Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy, high of 86. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a low of 69. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, high near 84. For Thursday night, partly cloudy, low of 66. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 85. Our high yesterday was 91, our low this morning 65, and our current temperature is 67. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Jessica James, WFIW News, copyright 2015.